The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk three guys that just absolutely should be making millions of dollars or paid millions of dollars for what we do because, man, are we great. But legends
in our own mind.
That's exactly right. This is the most exciting, entertaining, and informative radio show in the United States. I'm wearing my shades.
You left out humble. Todd, you left out humble.
Well, you know, it goes without saying.
Your finest attribute, yes.
Yeah, it's my greatest attribute is my humility. I think that's what sets me apart from everyone else.
Who's Mr. Humble? Never heard of him.
Fred, I got to say, though, what? Did you look in the little mirror at Chevron before you purchased those sunglasses?
It was AM, PM. Come on.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to see what I look like. I've got my – you guys, we're going to tweet it out in a second, but I've got shades on.
Have you ever looked when you're at the AM, PM, looked at all of the things that they sell at the checkout counter right next to the register? You just look at all of those items. And I was looking at it the other day thinking – who actually buys this stuff?
Fred does.
I do.
Who buys the beanie cap with the marijuana leaf on the front?
Well, I was looking at the medication.
Now,
the stuff that you can ingest. All right, and it was it was male enhancement pills because clearly selling those at the AM PM.
Where else?
You know, next to the vitamins that will take years off of your life, next to 5-hour energy, next to it was like
all of them at the same time.
All of and they were all right next to each other. And I'm thinking, what guy is up there? Yes, I'm buying this and. Oh, yeah, I'm going to need those.
Look at that.
I'm going to need that.
Oh,
5-hour energy. His girlfriends are here. Take the 5-hour energy. I want you to use that. Okay, great.
I'd rather buy any of those things than a chili dog from AM PM. And people are buying those. I see them go in there. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
The preceding comments are not meant to endorse any particular product or treat or diagnose a disease.
Oh, my gosh. 855 Law Radio if you want to comment on any of these comments. I tell you, we have a lot of fun today. We're without Denise Dirks. We have Cal Hunter. He is sitting behind the glass, and his lovely daughter is our call screener, and I appreciate her being here. And we did have a caller, but she's like, what? I saw her back there. She was like, what do I do with that? Cal's like, let me take it. So we're going to have to pay her a little bit less from the zero to the zero.
Yes, 15% off.
Cal, did you tell her that the pay is really high here when you come and help us out?
Well, she brought her own popcorn, so everything's good.
whoa.
Diet popcorn, Todd.
Well, if you're going to – diet popcorn?
Yeah.
Keep it. Okay, keep it. Yep.
That means no salt, no butter.
Butter-free popcorn.
Oh.
What's the point?
That's like saying I want to sin, but I'm not going to do it.
Exactly.
You know?
Popcorn is the butter delivery system I happen to choose. I don't see where the problem
is. That's exactly
right. Yes.
Well, this hour we're going to – I'm wearing glasses. Let me tell you why I'm wearing glasses. Because you brought my glasses to me because – let me tell you, Chris Rodriguez is at a very good law firm, and his partner is a good friend of mine. And we had some bankers call us, because I've got a 45,000 square foot home now.
Yes,
it's been raising every five.
That house has increased by 15,000 square feet since we started this program today.
So the bankers all invite me, but they actually invited us to this private. It's a speedway that has a drag strip, and they open it up to these bankers and these other people, and they brought their exotic cars down, and your partner has a Porsche, and so he brought it down, and he thought he was really cool with his Porsche, and we show up, and we look at these bankers, and believe it or not, some were almond farmers. There's actually almond farmers there.
Almond, but that's okay.
You could call it. I call it almonds. I'm from a different part
Most
of California.
Most sane people do, but they say when it falls, it knocks the L out of them. So there are almonds on the tree and almonds on the ground, and whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And anyway,
oblong nuts. That's what I call them.
Yeah,
easy.
So if I get to my story,
yes,
moving along.
Do you notice when Radio Law Talk takes about an hour to get through stories? It's like a 30-second story that takes forever. Oh my gosh! So anyway, I roll in and a McLaren pulls up. If you guys, those of you who don't know,
that's an awesome
cars.
Car.
A McLaren, wow. I think it's a 650 something. McLaren pulls up. That's probably a $400,000 car. And here's all the Porsches. We had Corvettes, Porsches, and then this McLaren pulls up, and it's a little Ammon farmer. It's like, yeah, I drove it down. He's about 2 hours away from where this thing is, and he drove it 2 hours from his Ammon ranch.
Probably in Chico.
Can we say his name on the air?
No, I don't want to say
it. Had to stop and fill up four times over that drive.
Well, the thing is, if you see these roads where he came from, there's truckers left and right. You're driving a $400,000 car. And so I left my glasses there in the Porsche, and I'm going to disparage your partner and my good friend. He was in last place almost all the time and everything.
So I hope he's listening in Vegas.
I hope he is, too.
Does the McLaren have an Offenhausen engine in it still, or do they make their own now, I wonder?
I have no idea what it's got, but it's fast. All it is, it did about, those of you who understand racing, is just almost under 10. He almost under 10-second quarter mile.
Wow.
About 9.9 something, but I think he didn't quite hit the 9.9, but he's done it before. And, dude, that thing, just to hear that thing. And then it had the back end has the little wing on it. It goes whoop, and it lifts up to keep the front end down as it takes off. And then as it hits halfway down, the top of the wing just drops to for aerodynamics. So, anyway, I went home and told my wife, I'm buying a McLaren.
And she said, I don't think so.
She looked at me and said, go do the dishes, dear.
And you said, yes, if I can have a McLaren.
I hope there's a lot of people out there going to the quick quack wash.
That's exactly right. So, or at least need to advertise on Radio Law Talk, because it's a couple bucks we're going to have to do, and we make so much money here. So,
well, they take a two-party out-of-state post-dated check, I'll buy one.
I mean, we're answering questions on agents for services. I mean, what a great service we offer to our listeners here.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
McLaren. McLaren. Oh, so I'm now's my favorite car. If you've ever been in a Ferrari, and I have been in Ferraris or Lamborghinis, you can't fit in them. They're so uncomfortable. Sorry to disparage them, but I'm almost 6'3", and I'm a big guy. I'm about, what, 190, 180?
175, Fred.
6'3", 148.
160.
But anyway, the dude that gets out of the McLaren is probably 6'4", you know, and it's very comfortable. So I finally find a race car that's on the road that will fit me. So when you see me driving a McLaren, you know I finally made it. And I love that McLaren. But the cops, we already talked about the dead man thing. Ashley Judd is suing Harvey Weinstein. Hold on. Saying that he harmed her career. We're moving on here.
And now odd moments in Radio Law. Yeah. The cops, we already talked about
we went
the dead
from
guy
oblong
thing.
Nuts to a dead guy to Ashley Judd in 14 seconds.
Exactly right. I know we're going to do case or no case. I'm trying to skip case or no case so Rodriguez gets no more points. But I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk about. Ashley Judd sues Harvey Weinstein, saying it harmed her career. And also we're going to get into talking about the big issue with Donald Trump is they're going to try to possibly subpoena him about issues with Russia meddling in the 2016
election.
Election, yeah. So we're going to talk about that. I was actually on a national talk show that's heard around the nation. And I probably talked 30 minutes about this. So this is going to be interesting to talk about. Before that, though, Cal, let's at least start case or no case before we get started.
We only have a minute, but I'll just
now
get
it's
it
time
started.
To play. All right. Case or no case?
Just tell us quick. Tell us quick.
Very quickly, a guy moves into Fred Penny's $2.5 million house. Well, it wasn't Fred's, but a $2.5 million house in Florida, a house that he did not own. And he stayed there for a very long period of time, saying, I'm paying the property taxes, I'm maintaining the property, and under Florida state law, I now claim the house as my own.
Where was the house? Homeowner just not around?
The homeowner was not around. The home was unoccupied. He saw it was unoccupied, moved in, and that's the premise for case or no case.
So. I think what happened is it was probably one of those summer homes is probably what it was. Well, we're going to be back, and we're going to answer case or no case. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk, and then we'll talk about case or no case when we come back.
Remember, you can hear Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on our website, radiolawtalk.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
Case or no case, Chris Rodriguez trying to catch up with the field. Cal, you told us exactly what happened. $2.5 million home in Florida. Apparently, it was probably like one of those summer homes. A guy rolls in, decides to pay the actual taxes, and live there. Now he claims under Florida law is his home because he paid the taxes. Case or no case, does he win? And
by the way, the suit brought by a major bank.
Yeah, telling him to get out.
Yeah, say, get out of our house. Get out of our house. So the first question I have for you, Mr. Kunin, we'll start with you this time. Is this a case or is it nay a case?
I am going to say that it is a case. I'm going to use the strategy here because I don't think that Fred, given his tenuous one-point lead, is going to be able to say no case to see if maybe he's going to extend the lead by a minimum of one, maybe 2 points against me. So I'm going to say yes, it's a case, doing the strategy here. And I'm a little hesitant because it's been a bit since you tried to fool us, but I'm going to say yes, it's a case. And then, because normally a case like this really isn't – I mean, look, somebody moving into a home claiming adverse possession, that's no big – it's like there's got to be some sort of hook here if this is a case. And I'm going to say that the hook here for the guy going in claiming I paid the taxes, this is my case, is that he ultimately brings upon himself – criminal prosecution for trespass of the home by going in and trying to take adverse possession. By the way, adverse possession is where you openly take possession of somebody else's property against, you know, and they know you're doing it, and after you're there for a period of time, the property can become yours, but usually it's 21 years or something, and I doubt we're talking about that period of time. So I say, yes, it's a case, and I say, no, the man does not prevail. And I will say, because ultimately, I think he ends up getting prosecuted for trespass.
All right, Mr. Penny, case or no case, and what's the outcome?
Absolutely, it's a case. It's a $2.5 million home. It looks more like Rodriguez's home. Actually, Rodriguez is more $3 or $4.5 million.
This is the little home out in back of Rodriguez's place.
Yes, this is right. His bachelor pad.
Right.
And I know enough about this area of law to get me in trouble. And I know that there you can do this. Todd was right. You can claim adverse possession. And I know one of the ways to try to claim adverse possession in other states, and some states carry this to some degree, is you have to pay the taxes. And once you start paying the taxes, then you can claim an adverse possession. However, I think Todd's right. It takes some time to do that. There's no way that this guy's going to win. The bank wins. Either he gets out, or I'm just going to claim the bank wins. Or he settled. Let me think. I have to say settled, or if the bank wins, right? What did you say, Todd?
I said the guy loses.
Well, I said the guy loses, but did he lose because it went to court, is what you're saying?
Well, no, he loses. So a victory, in my understanding, is the guy wins if either he wins at court or he settles and gets some sort of settlement and benefit from it. My take on it is he loses in that the guy who moved into the house receives no benefit and may have even suffered further detriment, but no, it's no benefit to him.
So he does lose. I know he that loses. Too. I agree with that. I don't know if it's in a court case or anything else. So the answer is case, he loses, the bank wins.
Chris Rodriguez.
Okay, I am so far behind that I really couldn't care less about points at this time. I'm just going to go for, you know, being entertaining. So here's what I think happens.
Go.
I think that this gentleman goes in, tries to make this case for adverse possession. I believe in California, it's 7 years. You have to have open and notorious use. So he's going to have his McLaren parked in the driveway during this entire 7 year period. It has to be exclusive to the rights of others. So if the owner comes back, he's going to have to tell him no. At the end of the day, I think the case settles. He doesn't get possession of the house, but he does get, By adverse possession, a prescriptive easement to the master bedroom suite. And so the prior owner gets to have his house back, but this gentleman has a right to go up the staircase into the master bedroom suite whenever he wants. I'm just kidding. Not a case. Caliente's daughter is here today. He's going to try and impress her with how clever he can be to make up something. So I'm going to say no case for 2 points.
Swinging for the fence.
Oh, no case for man. 2 points. He's got out the driver.
Yes.
Okay, well, here's the thing. Adverse possession, as you correctly pointed out, is most commonly used in property boundary disputes where a guy says, well, my fence has been here for 15 years. I know it's over where the survey line was. And the judge will say, yeah, you know, you're right. Fine. We'll move the line. However, let's get back to real cases here. Those of you who say this is a case, may I see by a show of hands, if you please.
Yes, Rodriguez is going down even further. Yes.
Darn it!
Those This is a real interesting one. I mean, they're all interesting, but this is a guy from Brazil who moved into the house and then started putting papers up on the windows that said, "This is an embassy. And in order for you to enter, you have to show appropriate identification and what have you." B of A came in, found out about this. He filed under adverse possession. B of A came in and said, "We want the guy out, and it's costing us $15,000 in attorney's fees, so that's what we want out of the case. We want our attorney's fees, and we want him out." Well, if I understand the case, when the police served the papers, they were so confusing and so thick and so many that he stayed for a little while longer. Nonetheless, eventually he was removed from the property at no cost to him, but the Bank of America did prevail in the case. So that'll be 2 points for Fred.
Yes.
That'll be 2 points for Mr. Kunin. And Chris, I just don't know what to say except bring it, bring it. happy Cinco de Mayo.
He's from Harvard.
By the way, so after I lodged my answer, and while you were talking, I quickly Googled what adverse possession is in Florida. And it's payment of taxes for 7 years.
Correct. That's all it is.
Was Fred Penny right on that?
You nailed it.
I knew there were some states that.
Well, you got your 2 points, so who cares?
Yeah, I just wanted to rub it in a little bit. Rub it. Bit of rub.
I mean, would you guys have been impressed if the guy got an easement, a prescriptive easement into the master bedroom suite?
Sore loser.
That would have been impressive.
That would have been awesome.
Yes.
Hashtag sore loser.
So the score now, Fred Penny 39, Todd Kunin 38, Chris Rodriguez 11.
What's Denise?
Denise is at 28.
Uh-huh.
When we're done with all this points and Miss Hunter's beautiful lemon bars, and I'm going to be eating them, we're going to talk about Ashley Judd suing Harvey Weinstein. That's a shocker, I know, that Harvey Weinstein. But there's some interesting things about this. And then we're going to talk about whether or not Donald Trump can actually be subpoenaed to testify. My answer is, I think yes. We'll be right back, and I'll tell you why.
That's coming up next on Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car. Watch 100 feet of cloth washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car. Get in your truck. Get on the road and come visit the duck.
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned.
And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo. But first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? All right, then. Well, Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti consilius me oriere per questus purpurium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English, if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues? And they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here.
Well, we could, I guess. Chris?
I'm not going to be there anyway. Why have me do it?
Let's have Todd do it.
Me? Read disclaimers? Why, I couldn't. The information you hear on Radio Law Talk is general.
The preceding promo was for entertainment purposes only. And if you want true legal advice, contact your own lawyer. Just a tip from your friends at Radio Law Talk.
Be sure to read our disclaimers on RadioLawTalk.com as well.
The following announcement brought to you by SacramentoLawyer.com.
Finding the right lawyer for your particular needs can be confusing. With all the commercials and listings, and who's to say whether the lawyers there are even any good at what they do. So when you're looking for a lawyer, it makes sense to find someone local with the experience and expertise in that area of the law where you have a need. That's why there is SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
At SacramentoLawyer.com, you just browse the site, free, and see the Facebook reviews on the firms you're considering with just a simple mouse click. That way you learn a little bit more about the lawyers there before you start making this critical decision. And there's no pressure. Use the right tool to find the lawyer that's best for you by going to SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
That's SacramentoLawyer.com.
Hear past episodes of Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on the podcast tab. Happy listening.
Happy listening. Happy listening.
Well, come on. We want people to be happy when they listen.
Happy listening. Well, who Chris, made that up?
Chris doesn't, but we do. I did. I want people to be happy when they listen to the show.
Let's get the case or no case figured out and finished because... We already told you what our answer was, but go ahead and give us a...
We already did it.
Oh, I did.
Did we already do it?
Yes.
This segment is brought to you by Prozadac, the Alzheimer medication.
What are those memory tablets?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
What the heck?
Clear. Actually, you forgot, Fred, but I got 4 points.
You got...
Nice, Chris.
I am working way too late at night. We're almost done with the third hour, and I'm asking about case or again. All right, let's talk about Donald Trump. So Donald Trump...
Were we going to talk about Ashley
Judd? No, let's not. Let's talk about Trump. I want to talk about the Trump thing because this is kind of the latest and greatest about Trump. So what's happened is Mueller is, you know, he's overseeing the investigation of the Russian interference, supposedly, of the 2016 elections. There's a possibility that he's going to try to get Trump to come and testify concerning it. And the issue was and has been, can they force... the president to testify? Cal's shaking his head.
No way.
And the answer is, I believe you're 100% wrong. And let me tell you why you're wrong. This is my take on this. Don't forget, let's look at history. Jimmy Carter had to testify in a gambling conspiracy case in 1978 as a president. This conspiracy happened while he was the governor of Georgia. He wasn't prosecuted. But it was someone else, and they videotaped his testimony on that case. Second of all, Ford's attempted assassination, he testified as a sitting president in that attempted assassination case. And the two most important cases, and the number one was the Nixon case of 1974, the Supreme Court held that you could subpoena a sitting president. The difference there's a slight difference, is that was documents that they subpoenaed, not his testimony. Let me finish. Cal's ready to bounce, but here's the deal. Let me finish.
No, I won't say anything.
Let me finish. And the Clinton v. Jones, while he was a sitting president, He had to testify in that case, even though it was a civil case for something that occurred prior to his presidency. The Monica Lewinsky one, don't forget, he testified in now. He wasn't forced to. He agreed to do that because I think he believed he was going to lose with some conditions. So he testified in the Monica Lewinsky case. That is Clinton. And by the way, what are the famous two words? I had no sexual relations.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Okay. Right. And then now the Trump case.
Words. Yeah.
So I think the situation's going to be, I think the sitting president can testify and can be forced to testify and subpoenaed during the time period while he's a president. However, there is a balancing act, and one of the balancing act is how will this affect his job or ability to work while he is a sitting president. Now, here's the difference. Before Cal, I'm going to already make your argument.
Are you filibustering Cal right now?
No, I
don't want to. Caliente is waiting.
No. I've got my. I'm going to finish my comment.
I want to hear him.
So the difference is here where Trump's arguments are, because Trump's going to have some arguments. And by the way, Giuliani wasn't very effective in my opinion in his arguments. But where his difference is this is number one, a criminal investigation, which could be more. There's never been one where there may be a criminal issue concerning the president. That's the first thing is. The second thing is, again, this is about testimony, not in the Nixon case, which is the main case. That was about documents. But don't forget, you got the Clinton v. Paula Jones case, which they said, yep, you still got to testify. And the third thing is, this had to do something, you know, with this was prior to President Trump becoming a president. The issue is prior to the elections. So I think the courts are going to hold that he has to testify. Now, I think the courts will give him deference because the courts the courts have discussed very clearly in these prior cases that you have to give extreme deference to the president to make sure that you don't kind of overstep your bounds. I don't remember the exact quote, but they basically says don't overstep your bounds, give high deference. I'm trying to find my notes, the exact words they said, but that's important. But here's what he can do, and here's what President Trump can do. Don't forget, if they appeal this, how long is it going to take to go through all that process before they make him testify? Now, there's the argument of, hey, should these presidents be bothered with this kind of thing? There's a major argument and issue that, you know, whether or not these presidents should be bothered with this. And by the way, executive privilege for the president, everyone thinks is a constitutional thing. No, it's not. It's not in the Constitution. And it is implied, and it's in some court cases they've talked about, but it does not say it in the Constitution that he has, quote, an executive privilege. So there's all these things that are coming down. I think it's going to be very interesting, but I think, in my opinion, I think he's going to be stuck to testify.
The Constitution specifically gives the president protection so that he can govern the country and not be distracted by these kinds of legal proceedings, point A. Point B, in all the other cases that you mentioned, there was a known crime taking place. And in this one, they're fishing for a crime, and there was no charge or crime that's yet been filed. So you can't go fishing against the president in an expedition when there's not a crime. Those are my two only thoughts on this. I've been doing a lot of research, and I am no lawyer, and you know I'm not. But those are my personal thoughts on why they would probably likely say no.
And that's why, like I said, this is different because it's a quote, criminal investigation, they're claiming.
But no crime.
Yeah, I know, but they're going to claim that he may be involved. Therefore, I think the court will look at this differently. Because here, don't forget, the president can walk in there, and so can Cohen, and say, I'm pleading the fifth. And they don't have to, you know, they can plead the fifth.
Right.
And why wouldn't they do that, you know? And I'm not saying they even did anything wrong, but then I think that could be political suicide, correct? Right.
Paula Jones was a crime. Nixon was a crime. It was a break-in. We knew this. This is the what did you know, when did you know it scenario. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I get why everybody's pressing for it now, and especially his political enemies.
It's political.
Yeah, and that's the thing that concerns me the most, is why don't we pay attention to what the Constitution says about the protections the president has, and let him be the president instead of trying to run him off into these various deposition rooms.
But he is not immune under the law, and I'm talking about under case law, Cal. He is not immune to being saying he does not have to be subpoenaed, and he is not above the law, according to the case law.
We don't want him to be.
Yeah.
But there should be a crime first before you start calling him in.
I get that. I think that could be an issue. Again, I'm not arguing one way or the other. I'm just thinking, I think with all the precedent, I think they're going to make him testify.
Okay, so let me clarify a couple of things just so that I
can make an informed decision. Maybe not even a correct decision, but an informed one. So when we talk about the people that have been subpoenaed previously, let's start with Nixon. Now, we talked about Nixon, and just chronologically, we talked about Nixon having been subject to a subpoena for the Watergate stuff, but that was a subpoena of documents.
Right.
Okay,
that's right.
Not a subpoena of him. So there's a question about whether or not subpoenaing of documents might affect the ability to do the job, because obviously he's not the one out there getting the documents together. It's not taking out of his time. Anybody can go ahead and do those. When we talk about Ford testifying and even Carter testifying, they were asked to testify, and they did testify on those things, but it's my understanding that they were not subpoenaed to testify. They testified voluntarily.
Correct.
In these investigations. So whether or not they could be – a president can be compelled to testify, those two incidents, in my opinion, really wouldn't have any bearing because they chose to testify. They never got to the forcing them. Then we get to Clinton testifying, and it's my understanding that he also ultimately volunteered to testify.
No, not true. That is true in the Lewinsky case.
In the Lewinsky case.
But not in the Clinton v. Jones, not in the Jones case. It was complete opposite. The United States Supreme Court ruled against President Clinton in the Jones case and made him testify concerning the sexual harassment case filed against him that was during the time period prior to his becoming a president. Now, what he argued was, I will testify, but wait till the expiration of my term, then I will. And the
yes.
court said no.
But the difference that I see there versus other things, this kind of goes on what Cal is saying, is he testified in a case called Clinton versus Jones, where he was a named defendant in a lawsuit arguing sexual harassment.
Right.
He is the subject of the lawsuit. They already had the allegations as to what he specifically had done wrong, and that is completely different than the situation we have here, where, according to Rod Rosenstein and Mueller and everybody else, they have said that Trump is not the focus of the investigation at this point. And so we look at this, and we have a hard time. This is what we where we come up with a situation where, although there's case law that hits all around this,
right,
we don't have a case that is what lawyers call directly on all fours, where
exactly.
we have a case where these are the elements, and here's another case where everything was identical. Identical, and this is what the court decided. So they're going to have to try to meld something here, and we'll talk a little bit more about what the differences are. My big concern is that a lot of the questions that are proposed, and some of them were leaked, like what conversations did you have about possibly giving Flynn a pardon? Those not only encroach on Fifth Amendment privileges, but I think they also encroach on attorney-client privileges as he talked to his team. But we'll come back.
Yep.
And discuss that more, because we're at 15 seconds.
You know what? That doesn't matter. This is not important. Ashley Judd, that's more important than this stuff. We'll
that
be right back.
Could be.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny at Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
The following announcement brought to you by SacramentoLawyer.com.
Finding the right lawyer for your particular needs can be confusing. With all the commercials and listings, and who's to say whether the lawyers there are even any good at what they do. So when you're looking for a lawyer, it makes sense to find someone local with the experience and expertise in that area of the law where you have a need. That's why there is SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
At SacramentoLawyer.com, you just browse the site, free, and see the Facebook reviews on the firms you're considering with just a simple mouse click. That way you'll learn a little bit more about the lawyers there before you start making this critical decision. And there's no pressure. Use the right tool to find the lawyer that's best for you by going to SacramentoLawyer.com.
SacramentoLawyer.com.
That's SacramentoLawyer.com.
The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
What makes great jerky? Jerky that's moist, tender, and perfectly seasoned. And if you're looking for moist, tender, flavorful jerky, don't look anywhere else but River City Jerky Works. Only the finest ingredients and top quality meats are used in the preparation of River City Jerky. Do yourself a favor and order your River City Jerky Works jerky by going to their website, rivercityjerkyworks.com. Mmm. River City Jerky Works. One bite and you'll be hooked. Quite possibly the best jerky on the planet.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was at the Quick Quack Car Wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
This is a great topic, and I think this topic about whether or not Trump should be subpoenaed with the Mueller doing this investigation, I think it's going to go to the Supreme Court. I think it's going to be precedent-setting what's going to happen. And again, I'm leaning the way that he's going to have to be testify, and Cal and I think Todd are leaning that he will not. What's your? I know Cal's a no.
You know,
and this is fun. This is like a case or no case.
Maybe will not, but should not is my own opinion. But yeah, you know, that's another.
Yeah.
I think that if I pull myself out of the whether or not I think he should or shouldn't.
Not should or shouldn't, but what do you think they're going to rule?
Because I have an opinion of whether I should, but whether or not he will or won't, honestly, I don't have enough information. I've heard everything, and we've talked about the case law and the precedent that would tend to look, and I know almost every expert that's testified on any talk show or media has all said ultimately he's going to have to testify. But the counter to that is if this goes before the Supreme Court, as I said before the break, we don't have any case that's on all fours like this. And so this will be precedent setting for any other cases that come up. And I could really see the court looking very long at this and saying, we have to look at this not just for the application in this case, but what kind of procedure will that open up in the future? Are we in danger of rendering an opinion on this particular case that could be misconstrued or really do away with or harm the protections that the president does have under the Constitution to not be bothered with certain things like this? And that's going to be a tough one. And as we talked, you know, Fred, that we had a little bit of a disagreement over the break about the makeup of the court that will hear this case. Right now, there are 9 members of the Supreme Court, but one of them,
I mean, we're talking about a case that is coming about based upon collusion and basically the idea, the allegation that President Trump should not be the president in office because of Russian interference. And there is a Supreme Court justice who has his position by virtue of the fact that Trump was in office, and that's Supreme Justice Gorsuch. And so the question here is whether or not he would feel he has to recuse himself in a case because he has directly benefited by virtue of what some people are saying was a violation of the law, and if President Trump hadn't been put on the bench, he wouldn't even be there.
Yeah, I found my quote, the important quote that I wanted to talk about, and this is in the Paula Jones case, and it's a quote. The court held that he had to testify, but this is what the court said, that the court should give the president the, quote, utmost deference while managing those proceedings. So, in other words, the Supreme Court basically says you better be careful, you know, and what you're going to force the president to testify to. And I think Cal does bring up a good point. I mean, here in the future, this has nothing to do with Democrat, Republican, or independent. This is, does our president have time to run a country, or is he fighting lawsuits constantly? And the way the political situation is, I could see presidents, if this comes down, that they can be subpoenaed for everything. Guess what? They're going to be full-time job, you know, dealing with lawsuits.
All of these palace coups that seem to be taking place. Yeah. I mean, or this soft-sided backdoor attempt at trying to get him removed from office.
Right.
You know, and here is where, at least on the federal court level, before you get up to the Supreme Court, where at least in the past week, there has been at least one case where a federal judge has sort of rebuked the Mueller investigation. This happened, I believe, in Virginia. The U.S. District Court, T.S. Eliot III, basically rebuked the Mueller prosecution, saying that, basically alleging that the investigation lied about the scope of the investigation, that it has gone far beyond its mandate, and that they were not going to allow certain questions and certain things to happen as a result of the case against Mr. Manafort, who used to be the campaign manager. That just happened in the last 3 or 4 days. And so to a certain extent, at least it's one judge that is sort of getting fed up with the direction that this is taking place. And so if you have judges that are looking at saying, all right, if your investigation is exceeding its mandate, before you go and subpoena the president of the United States, and before we say he has to go and testify, we're going to have to iron out whether or not this investigation is even going where it should be going.
Right.
And if there are questions, I think one of the big issues here is the original mandate signed by Rod Rosenstein and given to Mueller that spelled out
Rod
everything.
Rod Rosenstein's the FBI. Who's he?
He is the assistant director, U.S. attorney, who is basically acting because Jeff Sessions recused himself. And when he felt, when he sent out his memo or mandate, and he gave it to Mueller, authorizing all the areas that Mueller was able to investigate,
he's going outside.
That document has been redacted, not made public. The Senate Judiciary Committee has asked for it. They haven't received an unredacted copy. And this judge, T.S. Ellis, is saying, I'm not going to agree with you guys till I get to see what the scope of his right. investigation is supposed to be. That's the super secret thing. So I don't see how the prosecution can even try to convince the U.S. Supreme Court that this deposition is necessary and a subpoena is necessary when they won't even turn over the scope of what they're supposed to be
investigating. So what you're trying to say in easy, short term is that they're not, you don't even think they're getting over hurdle number one.
That's right.
And that's the issue. And that's important. That's important to know. But see, all this stuff, this is going to be a precedent for forever, this, if it goes to the United States Supreme Court. Very important stuff, but not as important as Ashley Judd's situation.
No. I mean,
not even
far
close.
More important.
So more important than that, Chris, is Ashley Judd's situation is more critical.
Well, you notice I've been staying quiet during this entire discussion because you guys are way more into it than I am. My interests lie in
as
figuring
a
out, as a lawyer, just as an intellectual.
And as a citizen.
As what is going on with Ashley Judd and Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, that's
so if it's time to talk about that, then I'm ready
that's
to
the most important
just
thing.
Wind me up.
Let's end with this because this is the most important thing we need to talk about.
So I think all our listeners out there know who Harvey Weinstein is. He was a very powerful movie producer in Hollywood and is now coming out to be known as a sexual predator of epic proportions.
Look up Todd, by the way. What are all the movies? He had a lot of movies that Harvey Weinstein did. Just look up his movies just while we're doing this. I'm curious. Keep going.
So okay. Anyway, he was famous for asking these aspiring actresses to come up to his hotel room to talk business, where he would show up in a bathrobe and try to take advantage of them.
And say, hey, watch me shower.
Yeah, and I think there are, from what I understand through the rumor mill, there were a lot of actresses whose careers were made this way. And in fact, even after all of these allegations started to come out, there were a lot of young actresses in Hollywood, or aspiring actresses, who were trying to get on his list to be invited to his parties, even knowing, you know, how he operated. But in any event, Ashley Judd, who is a famous actress. I can't remember.
And more of a singer. Yeah, she's a country singer. Isn't she a country singer?
No, her sisters are a country singer.
Family members, yes. But not her.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
She's the famous. Actress. Now she's only famous because she shows up at all the University of Kentucky basketball games.
Okay.
But I can't really name a single thing that she's been in a while, which it's starting to make sense. She is suing Harvey Weinstein, saying that she showed up to a hotel room in the mid-90s. He tried to put the moves on her. She refused. And as a result of her refusal, he got so mad that he started spreading false information about her that caused her not to get certain roles. As lawyers, we know that's a very speculative assertion. How do you prove that? Well,
there's people are testifying to that.
The director for Lord of the Rings says that when he was casting for the original Lord of the Rings movie in 2001, he had an interest in potentially casting Ashley Judd for that movie. But Harvey Weinstein said, look, she's difficult to work with. And you shouldn't work with her. He took her name. He's admitting now he took her name off of the casting sheet for that movie.
Yeah,
so we're talking about, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in potential damages. I think the claim would be it's probably not defamation because it was an opinion apparently that he spread about her, but intentional interference with contractual advantage, right? So he has interfered with her ability to do work, and it's a very interesting case, and we'll see.
But it'd be hard to show what your damages are, you know, because you could say maybe she would have or wouldn't have gotten that, but if she did, she would have made quite a bit of money.
That's right. That's
so maybe there is damages to be shown, and whether or not, hey, he's filing bankruptcy, there might not be anything left there anyway.
Peter Jackson's deposition would be critical.
Just looking at IMDb here, Ashley Judd was averaging about 2-3 movies a year up to about 2000. And then after that, she went down to one movie per year. So you do have that kind of stuff.
What are the good movies she's been in?
She was in the show Double Jeopardy that was stupid from a legal standpoint. And I think that's what killed her career.
Well, we're going to be back next week, 9 to noon Pacific time. Hopefully Denise will be back. If not, it's just the three amigos. Thanks, Cal.
Caliente.
Cal, what's your daughter's name? I always forget it.
Meredith.
Meredith, thank you for being here. This is Frederick Penny, Radio Law Talk. See you next week.
You have been to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.